Hello, Retro Gamers. UK Derek here. No way, it's not the end of the show yet. UK Mike's let me do my own segment. Can you believe it? He's handed me the reins for the British Hour. So, here I am, and I'm doing a British Hour military special in honour of the military-themed show this month. We're just coming into land at what was actually the first part of America that a lot of British tourists would see when they flew in. That's the military airbase at Bangor, Maine. All the incoming British flights used to stop there and refuel at one time. Bloody awful place it is. Not the first thing you want to see when you're going on your holidays, but still. Better than running out of fuel over the Atlantic, though. Anyway, I've got some right tales to tell you this month, because I was in the army, me, you know. Oh, why? Had a right good time in the forces, I did. I remember this one time, we all went out on the lash, drank a right skinful we did, so we all had to sneak back into the barracks as quiet as mice. Anyway, we almost got caught, because we had to be up and on the parade ground at 6 in the morning, and none of us had cleaned our kit, so we had to do it when we got in. You should have seen it. The Sergeant Major came into the dorm and caught us, all in our beds, polishing our helmets. Went bloody mad, he did. He grabbed hold of the nearest soldier with one hand, grabbed his helmet with the other, and tossed it on the floor. What a sight. Anyway, he made us pay for it in the morning. Had us on the assault course all day, he did. Only one of the lads, Fat Stew, couldn't get over the wall. No matter how much he practiced, he just couldn't get over it. Even the women out of the naffy could get over it, but Fat Stew never could. Anyway, one of the women, a big piece called Marge, told him she'd help him practice it. So that night, he went over to the assault course with Marge, and as soon as they got behind that wall, they started. You've never heard so much puffing and panting. Anyway, you can guess what happened, can't you? The Sergeant Major heard all the commotion and went to see what was happening. Caught him red-handed, he did, behind the wall, sweat dripping off him, Fat Stew on top of Marge, trying to get his leg over. But no matter how much Marge helped him, he just couldn't get it up. Well, the Sergeant Major went mad at them both, he did, told Marge to help Fat Stew get down. But he'd gone and got his other leg stuck on top of the wall, and he couldn't get down. Marge was so disappointed. All that effort and she'd managed to get him halfway up, but no matter how much she pulled him, she couldn't quite get him off. After a bit, they just walked away and left him there, so he had to pull himself off. Oh, good times them were. I remember this other time on manoeuvres in Germany. We had to sneak through the forest and creep up on an enemy position without being seen. Only we had to do it under cover of darkness and wearing full kit too. Anyway, we got about halfway through the woods and one of the lads had gone missing. We sent Fat Stew to go and find him. Eventually he found him behind a big tree. Well, when Fat Stew crept up on him, he whipped his weapon out and cracked one off. You can imagine the scene, can't you? All us soldiers stood in the middle of a forest in the dark with our weapons out. And when the Sergeant Major came, we were all stood to attention. Oh, we had some right scrapes, did Fat Stew, you know. Made our time in the army some of the best years of our lives, though. We did some training on flying bombers, you know. How to fly low safely, how to aim for the target, and how to drop your payload. We had this one bird called Big Bertha, and Fat Stew liked to get inside her two or three times a day if he could and take her to heaven and back. Only thing was, she was a bit old and temperamental. Well, this one afternoon, Fat Stew and his crew were taking her out, but Stew couldn't get the bomb doors to open. He puffed and panted, but he just couldn't get Bertha's flaps apart, and he ended up kicking her back door in so he could shoot his load. Trouble with that was, Bertha's back door was a bit tighter than the flaps, and in all the excitement he shot his load too early. It ended up all over Bertha's back end. What a mess. Poor Fat Stew. Trouble seemed to follow him round, which was funny really, because he was round. We had this other bloke in our platoon called Neville. Well, he was a right plonker, was Neville. He was only quite small, much smaller than the rest of us, and he was always trying to get off with Susan, the barmaid in the pub near the barracks. But she wasn't having any of it. You see, Neville was a bit mutton Jeff, you know, deaf. And when they were giving out cocks, he thought they said rocks and asked for a small one. Well, it was such a shame for him, always trying to chat Susan up, because he was a bit deaf and only small. She didn't believe he was in the army. Well, Neville was always offering to show her his weapon, and he often threatened to whip it out in the pub in front of her. You see, Neville was a crack shot, but because he was only small, he couldn't hold a rifle properly, and always used a pistol instead. Well, this one time in the pub, he whipped it out and slammed it down on the bar. Susan couldn't believe it. She told him that even though it was only small, She'd never seen one so well looked after, and she wasn't surprised when Neville told her he polished it every night without fail. He asked her if she wanted to touch it, but she said she didn't want to just in case it went off in her hand. Neville told her she'd be okay, as long as she adopted the stance and stood still with her feet slightly apart before he put it into her hands and took aim. Susan was worried she'd get into trouble, because she'd only handled a couple of weapons before that, and even though it was only small, she wasn't that confident she could handle it properly. But Neville told her it was okay, he was only shooting blanks anyway, so she wouldn't get into trouble even if it did go off before she was ready. But she wasn't having any of it, and Neville had to put it away again. Anyway, he polished it extra hard that night when we got back to the barracks. Between them, you know, Fat Stew and Little Neville kept us entertained during our time in the forces. When our time was open, we went back to Civvy Street. We missed them good times we all had back then. It's amazing the amount of stuff you collect on your travels, and every time we went home on leave, we always had big bulging sacks that we couldn't wait to empty on the bed and get sorted out. Aye, good times, and I miss them. So, if you're listening to this and you're serving in the forces of any nation, you could do a lot worse than live by the rules we live by. Always look after your weapon, polish your helmet every night, and always take your wife a big bulging sack. So, next month, it's going to be back to normal proceedings with UK Mike at the helm, and he's starting off his tour of the United States of America. And first off, he's visiting the action-packed state of North Dakota. So that'll be good then. Ta-ra.